All right, game time. Cloak working? Veneria, you're coming through on the earpiece? Wait, this cloak, this is one of the discount models. Veneria, why aren't we using the good ones? Budget cuts? Oh, these things aren't very reliable. What if it breaks down? You really spent that much getting us here. Well, okay then, it'll be worth it. At least it's called a translator, right? All right. This is the big one, folks. This is the one that puts the show on the star map. Let's do it right. Uplink to the drone, good? You guys picking us up in there? Are we recording? Whew. Okay. Hello, and welcome to Monsters of the Galaxy. I'm your host, Quila Donglangle. We've got a very special treat for you that you've all been asking for. The Galactic Council has finally approved a trip past the safety cordon for a visit to what has been called the galaxy's deadliest world, Terra. People have always spoken of Terrans as the most vicious species known in the galaxy. Well, I'm here to take a look for myself and educate sentient species everywhere about these majestic and mysterious creatures. Now, I'm here in something called a parking lot. It's like a hangar, but for the simple pre-Picotech vehicles Terrans use. Did you know Terrans use individually operated vehicles that move at relatively high ground speeds, often in close proximity to one another, all without the safety of inertial dampeners? Even when getting around, the Terran lives on the edge. As you probably know, Terran ecology spots some of the most dangerous life forms ever documented. The extreme degree of competition on this planet has led to a kind of hyper-evolution, creating some of the most ferocious wildlife in the galaxy. The planet's fauna features many exotic adaptations not found anywhere else, like fangs and stingers that can actually inject deadly poisons right into the bloodstream, and natural camouflage that allows predators to blend in with their environment. So far, I've managed to evade this planet's many dangers. No signs of any badgers, snakes, or the dreaded bear. We're on the lookout for a Terran that... Oh, wait, I see one. Oh, in here, beauty. That's the bull Terran. They can grow up to 9.5 claws long and can weigh 300 agards. That's more than twice the size of the average Krykian. My, but this is a fine specimen. Let's follow him. He seems to be loading some foodstuffs into his vehicle. Now's my chance to hop aboard. Now remember, kids, I'm a trained professional, and I could never do this without an audiovisual cloak. Never get close to a dangerous animal. Look at the size of these bags. A Terran is capable of hauling its own body weight in food and supplies. Despite their savage reputation, many scientists theorize that Terrans may actually have intelligence comparable to Krykians, but can't capitalize on it because of their tendency towards violence and extreme emphasis on mating behaviors. Isn't that wild? We seem to be coming to a stop. We must be returning to the Terran's lair. Look at him hoist those bags. Each one must weigh almost as much as I do. This is exciting. We're about to witness the life of a Terran within his nest. Terrans haven't figured out temporal stasis tech yet, so instead they preserve their food with mechanically cooled boxes to slow the process of decay. The Terran appears to be looking through a series of wood pulp boxes with pictures of meals on the front of them. They apparently use these sometimes to avoid cooking for themselves. Wait a minute. Something seems to have occurred to the Terran. Oh, this is exciting. This is not a behavior ever observed in Terrans before. He's raising an arm? And he's sniffing his armpit? Oh, the Terran does not like what he has smelled. I'm going to move a little closer and see if I can... Oh my, the Terran scent, it's very masculine. We are now moving to another room. Judging by the construct of wood and various soft materials, we have now entered the bedchamber of the Terran's lair. The Terran is... Oh my. The Terran appears to be shedding his coverings. Oh, wow. Younger members of the audience might want to look away. The Terran appears to be preparing for a ritual cleansing they refer to as showering or bathing. Rather than using ultrasonic vibration to clean themselves, the Terran will spray themselves with warm water and use a mixture of fat and alkali materials to remove surface dirt and grime. This is done while the Terran is, completely nude. The male Terran seems to have a proportionately large, member. His musculature appears to be quite firm compared to that of a Krykian. Notice how the Terran glistens in the warm water. The Terran appears to be, massaging his genitals? The Terran, so renowned for its boundless sex drive, will often engage in this form of self-gratification regularly, whenever a mate is unavailable, or represents too much of a hardship to attain. The Terran's penis is capable of swelling to more than twice its usual size during periods of arousal. Gods of wind and rain, what a monster! As you can see, the Terran actually shares many of the same features as we Krykians. Obviously, their skin lacks blue pigmentation and has a rougher texture than ours, but all the other differences are mostly just details. They're all just larger. Much larger. As the steam from the warm water begins to fog up the glass cleansing chamber, it becomes harder and harder to see. He has left the door to the cleansing chamber ajar. Just enough. I am attempting to get a closer look. What does that mean? What do you mean the cloak isn't waterproofed? Are you saying it could... short... out? The Terran sees me. Oh dear. He is approaching me. He is saying something. Guess the... translator burned out, too. Easy there, Terran. I'm just backing away. Out of the room. Nice and slow. And he's following me. I'm dead. Don't make eye contact. Think fast. Think fast. I don't know what you're saying, Mr. Terran. Sir? But you sound pretty agitated. Please don't come any closer. Please. Oh. So, they say the only thing that rivals a Terran's capacity for violence is its intense sex drive. And given the option between the two... Hey, guys, don't shut the camera feed off. What's about to happen might not actually work for a family show, but it's still a kind of research. Okay. Well, opening my jumpsuit definitely got your attention. You, like what you see? Yeah, you just, watch while I wriggle all the way out. Wow. Any firmness you might have lost a minute ago seems to have returned with a vengeance. I still don't know what you're saying, big guy. And I guess you don't understand me either. But yeah, just keep staring at my tits. Maybe as long as you want me, you won't want to eat me. You want to see more? I think that's a yes. Here, I'm just gonna, climb up on your bed and spread my legs. Yes, Farinia, I know I'm already wet. You don't have to zoom in on it. Oh, something about the Terran's raw power is just... Can you maybe not watch right now? Or at least cut the commentary? Oh, well... those hands, you aren't wringing my neck. That's a good sign. And you aren't taking bites out of me or anything. Did you know your coin averages a bite strength of 285 agates per Kalgor? You have no idea what I'm saying. It's... no need to be shy, Mr. Terran. Oh, you like touching me, don't you? Oh, would you shut up, Varinia? Oh, yes, I like to, but... Oh, don't worry, Mr. Terran. I wasn't talking to you. I'm not mad at you. It's okay. Oh, no need to get upset. Easy. Oh, I can tell you, conflicted. Oh, fuck it. There we go. Getting the message now, eh? Yeah, you like it when I touch your cock, don't you? Oh, winds and rain. I can't even get my fingers all the way around it. Are you, getting a message, big guy? Oh, I guess you are. Your fingers feel, wow, really big and strong against my pussy. And it, oh fuck, it's actually getting out of hand. No pun intended. But wow, that feels really good actually. I'm just going to keep on striking this great big Terran shaft. You keep, oh, right on what you're doing. Good Terran. Oh, nice Terran. Good boy. Wait, why are you picking me up? Oh, you're bringing me towards your mouth. Oh, Wind and Rain, please don't hit me. Please don't. Oh, I take it back. Oh, you go right on ahead. Oh, what a nice Terran you're turning out to be. God, it's your tongue. Oh, it's so big. Oh, I've never had my whole pussy licked at the same time before. Oh, shine. Oh, I guess our physiologies must be pretty much the same. You sure seem to know your way around down there. I'm just gonna rest my legs on your shoulders. Is that okay? Oh, fuck. Your hands are so tight around my waist. I don't think I could get away if I wanted to. Oh, but I don't think I want to. God, the way you work in my clit. I'm glad it must be in the same place as the Terran girls. Yeah, speed up. Oh, fuck, you're doing it just right. Just like that. Keep going. Don't stop. Oh, wind and rain. Oh, wow. If you had told me I was going to get devoured by a Terran today, I would have thought you meant. Well, you're taking me down, but you're not setting me down. You're lowering me down on your lap towards. Oh my God. That, look, it's like you're looking for approval? Why, sweet Terran. I hope the show's medical insurance policy covers impalement in case you. Oh, fuck it. Yeah, you can. God, that's a lot of dick. Yes, please go slow. It's a lot to take. Oh, fuck. You're so strong. Just holding me around my chest. You're even able to massage my tits with your thumb while you move me up and down. I'm sitting on your legs. Oh, God, I can't believe I took the whole thing. I'm getting fucked by a Terran. Gods, I can't believe he pulled me up down the shaft like some kind of sex doll. Yeah, speed up. You guys, nod your head means yes, right? Well, I'm nodding. Oh, fuck, the eye contact. That's not what I expected from such a wild creature, but gods, I love it. Oh, I love all this. Yeah, go faster, go harder, do whatever you want. Please don't stop. This is so fucking intense. Winds and rain, this is the greatest fuck of my life. And it's with a death world monster. And look in your eyes. Are you going to come inside me? Oh fuck, I'm about to be bred by a Terran. That's so wrong, but it's so fucking hot. I can feel it. You're about to. Oh, it's fucking rain. I'm gonna. I can't believe that just happened. I mean, it feels nice having your arms around me. That big hand stroking my back. I wonder what you think of all this. I mean, you've never seen anybody like me before. Maybe you think it's a dream or something. You look like you might just fall asleep. I guess there are worse things to fall asleep than to fall asleep in a pair of big strong arms. Even if they are the arms of the galaxy's deadliest apex predator. Viridia, I need you to bring the ship around. I'll try and get out of here as soon as I can. Yeah, I'm sure it was some great footage. Let's just reserve it for the scientific research community only, okay? What do you mean we're live?